Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to make it a big show. We're going to have a big time.
We're going to talk a lot of barbecue. We're going to meet and greet a lot of these barbecue teams all over the country. That's what it's about. This show's about you and the Q, baby, and that's right here, right now. It is what it is, and we're on live. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That's the number to call. Save it. Put it in your phone. Save it. And memorize that number, because that's the number I want you to be calling, to call in and talk to me, talk to the country. We want to hear what's going on in your barbecue world, because that's just how it is. We've got a lot of people to thank. You know, I always start my show off with thanking Daryl Mass, BarbecueSuperstars.com. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be here. I truly enjoy, love doing this. It's just getting better and better every show. We just do more and more. We talk barbecue. It's just a great opportunity, and I'm thankful to have it. I just love talking barbecue. The only thing I do more than loving talking barbecue is cooking that barbecue and eating that barbecue. That's what it's all about now. We just really appreciate the opportunity to be here and have the show. I want to thank all my listeners out there everywhere. I want to thank them truly for helping me, listening to me, being here with me, calling in, and sticking with me. We made Sunday night a huge success. We want to take Wednesday night to the next level. We want to kick it up on and get it out of sight. We want these machines to overload. We want to get the numbers going crazy. We want callers. We want listeners. That's what it's about. We want to talk barbecue. It's just the more the merrier, and that's what it really is. I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm just so excited to be here. You know, it's been a big yesterday, matter of fact, for the barbecue world. Pitmasters announced their newest lineup. A lot of the teams that's going to go compete this next season, really jacked up about that, excited, especially for the barbecue brothers, my close friends, Lulu Barbecue, Cody. We want to wish them the very best of success and the best of smoke this season competing. He's got some stiff competition this year. It's just sounds like a dynamite lineup already, and can't wait to get inside and hear some of the comps and some of the stories, what's going to go on, what's happening. Can't wait to hear about that. Just really excited for him, for being there, proud of him, and want to wish him the very best. We also want to thank our sponsors. You know, I'm very thankful for my sponsors, which Barbecue Superstars has just made a huge impact on me, helped me do a lot of things, helped me broaden my horizons, made a lot of great things happen for me, and I do greatly appreciate that. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, want to thank him so much for sponsoring me. My barbecue team, Hall County Cookers, which you can check that out on Facebook, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team. We want to thank him very much for everything he does. Also, Maverick Industries. Maverick's come on board. They've got a great lineup of barbecue accessories from their Pro Temp model probe to their dual lead models. They've got some great accessories. Be sure to check them out. And tell them Chris sent you from Let's Talk Smoke Show. Check that out. Got some more sponsors in the works right now. I can't announce them yet, but there's going to be more to come. Got some big names coming in on sponsors, and I'm excited about that. It just keeps getting better. The cooking season is upon us. We have not yet got to go compete. It's still cold. It's cold outside right now, which doesn't matter, but we don't have any comps planned around this area right now, and we've got some exciting news about that for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're planning a big rib chicken shootout, so that's coming up. We'll discuss that in a little while. We want to take your calls. The number to call is 347-202-0263. We want to hear what's going on in your barbecue world. We really do. So be sure to call us, and let's talk smoke. We've got some callers online, and I'm excited to take them. We've got this first. We're going to cue them all in and welcome them to the show tonight. So our first caller, 806, been holding for a few minutes. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, this is John, Smoking X.
Hey, John, Smoking X. Welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, brother?
Man, we are trying to recover from Saturday.
Oh, we got to hear all about that. Can't wait to talk about it. I'm excited to hear all about it, and hopefully you can give us a little insight. Let me take this other caller here. It's caller 415. You're on with us. Well, we'll wait on him. All right, John, so Saturday, tell us about what's going on in Texas this past Saturday, and fill us in what was going on.
Well, a bunch of us showed up. We had a rib shootout. It wasn't sanctioned or anything. It was just kind of a bunch of guys just trying to get together, trying to get the year kicked off. Started off, man, cold. I mean, it was probably in the 30s, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Had a lot of fun. We got about halfway through the day. Boy, that wind, that West Texas wind just really started to blow, but we all survived. Of course, we didn't do as good as we wanted to, but we final tabled at least. I never did hear exactly the final count. I heard there was supposed to be 50, 60 teams, but I think realistically there was probably is in the 40s. But they had guys drive, from what I understood, a couple hundred miles to make it to Lubbock just to be in that deal because they're just itching to compete.
Oh, I know what you mean. I have got that itch myself. Talking about your rib shootout, I'm going to tell you, we're trying to get one together right now here for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're going to make it happen in a couple of weeks. We're just going to pull her together and have one. I mean, it's time. After talking about all this cooking, when you don't get to, you get that itch, and you've got to get that pit fired up. And like I always say, you got to kick that tire, light the fire, let the smoke roll.
Well, our biggest deal was our pit has been sitting, since November. We've been cooking on it like crazy, but it, you know, been sitting, and I guarantee our tires were trying to go square and everything else, and it was a lot of fun getting it back out and getting it cleaned up, to go look pretty and compete. But, and I tell you what, everybody's just itching. I know Lance is probably going to join us here in a minute, talking to Lance and, you know, getting his pit out and getting him rolling. He parked next to us. And, you know, of course, you know, the competition words were flying all day long. And he got me. I'll let him tell you how he did, but he got us a Saturday. I'll just have to give him that.
Oh, me. I know what you mean. He's right beside him. I mean, you wouldn't have had it no other way, would you?
Oh, no. In fact, we were talking the night before, and, you know, whoever gets their first safe spots.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, I mean, we planned it that way, you know. Of course, Lance and I talk a lot of trash, but it's all in good fun. And,
yeah.
And you know, there's about 3 or 4 teams, you know, we typically try to park next to each other and try to save spots for each other. And Lance is, you know, and us, or we're with West Texas Pitmasters, that's one of those teams that we try to park next to. And we have a big time and have a lot of fun cooking next to each other. And then by the time awards start coming around, you know, boy, we put our game faces on and it's on. But we have a lot of fun throughout the day, and it's friendly fire.
I hear you. That's what it's all about. That's what barbecuing is all about. The people that don't compete, doesn't realize what it is. They don't, you know, once they ever go one time and that smoke starts rolling in them veins, and they're going to go back and do it again. And it's addicting. I mean, it's very addictive. And I know I'm hooked. And it's just when that smoke starts rolling and you get around all your friends, you're competing, and you do have that camaraderie, and you've got that competitiveness and that little pick in between. it is fun, and you miss that when you don't get to go. And that's, you know, just like talking about this and us doing the show and talking about all these cooks and not able to go. I just, you know, just had that brainstorm this morning and said, hey, let's try to get one organized really quick. Our city here where I'm from is behind us, so we're going to be at a city park. We've got water, electric, bath, restrooms, you know. So it's on go for 2 weeks. Hopefully we're going to get some several teams to roll in, and I'm looking forward to having a big time.
Well, where they had this one was just right outside the city limits of Lubbock, and it's just a gentleman, you know, got a house and, you know, a few acres, and it's just everybody lining up basically in a manicured field, to
right,
say the least.
Right.
You know, of course, when that dirt started blowing, you know, I don't know how many of y'all know much about West Texas, but that wind can start getting up, and I think we had some 25, 30-mile-an-hour gusts starting about noon and so, and turn-in was at 3. So, I mean, the last couple hours, you know, that wind had died down a little bit, and you'd try to get your slicing done or whatever and, you know, to open your pit and check it. But, you know, the last little bit, you know, it got up to nearly 60. So we traded out basically, you know, a little bit of cold for some wind. But, you know, I didn't really hear of anybody not getting done or really fighting it. We, the last year when we did that rib shootout, it was 40 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and everybody was fighting the heat to keep their pits hot enough.
Right. Yeah, that old cold weather, especially with our old stick burners, you know, you do have to work it a little harder, no doubt. You know, that's just part of the fun. That's part of the fun of queuing, in my book. You know, working that pit, shoveling them coals, stoking that fire, throwing them logs, you know, throwing them slabs in there, and that's part of it, and I enjoy that. You know, it's we're going to start trying to bring in a stumps cooker and use that, and that's a completely different ball game. I mean, it's like a set it and forget it kind of deal. I don't know how I'm going to get used to that.
Well, they had some guys that in fact, I think the gentleman who actually won the rib shootout Saturday was cooking on a pellet fed, and he had an enclosed trailer that he parked his, or he had his pit sitting out on the ground, you know, right next to it, he didn't really fight the wind as much as we did, you know, of course us with the big, you know, like you say, a stick burner sitting out there in the open, you know, you start crowding trucks around every once in a while, try to block that wind sometimes, but I know we fought it, but, you know, some of those guys sure made it look easy.
I know it. Some guys have it like that. They make it look just like it's a breeze. They're not breaking a sweat. They're not even getting their hands dirty. And I'm over there huffing and puffing, bending my big old butt over, getting hot, singeing my eyebrows, you know, a good old gust of wind come up. You know, you don't have any hair on your arms for sure. And, you know, that's just part of it. But it takes all of us, all kinds, to make the world go round, especially in a barbecue competition. That's for sure. Well, let's see if we can get some of these callers in now and see if we can light them up and see who. We've got several others here. Let's see what we can do here. I'm going to try to cue them all in. Maybe this board's going to cooperate with us tonight, and we'll have a big old time. All right, we got caller 731-415. I believe that's Keith Webb of Pirate Port. Keith, you on the air with us?
Yeah, man, I'm here. What's up?
Welcome to the show tonight. We're just sitting here talking to John Reeves of Smoking X out of Lubbock, Texas, and just having a good time talking about his rib shootout he was in this past Saturday. We're working on one here for McKenzie, so it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm excited about it already. Let's see if we can get these other callers in queue with us, too. I know we've got another 806 number right here, 292, and I know who that is. Let's see if we can get them on. 806-292, you're live with us. Who we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Lance. How are you guys?
Hey, Lancer. How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show, Lance. More of West Texas Pitmasters joining the show tonight. Glad to have you. Just can't wait to hear about this big rib shootout this past weekend. I'm really fired up and anxious to hear your side of it now. And And tell us all about it. Let's get this other caller in here. We've got him in queue. Caller 901-335. Welcome to the show.
Hey there, Chris. This is Kim Tony with Pop Smokehouse.
Hey, Kim. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very good. How about you?
We are good. We are just fine. We're all jacked up on Mountain Dew tonight. Actually, Coors Light, ready to have a big old show. And,
there you go.
That's right. Just ready to have a good time and talk barbecue. And we've got some Texas Pitmasters on the line with us. And we've got another local comp team with us, Power Pork, here. So we've got a great list of callers. Guys, I want to give you all a quick layout and tell you a little about what we're doing. We're having a big rib shootout here in McKenzie in a couple weeks. It's not going to cost a lot to enter it, and we're going to try to do it like our Texas brothers have been doing it, and looking forward to it. We haven't got to do any cooking, so that's kind of where we're at tonight. Kim, y'all have just been really busy on the Pop Smokehouse, your new mobile trailer. You're out there every day, aren't you?
Yes, we've been out there starting last week on President's Island in Memphis, and we tried it for 2 days that week, and people kept saying, well, are you coming back tomorrow? So we've been out there every single day, and we slapped sold out today.
Man, that's just the way to do it. That's a big hell yeah for you. Now I'm telling you, proud to hear about all that good success.
Thank you.
Going on, that's great. We support barbecue. We support our teams. We support everybody that's in it. Because it's like we say, it's the big old barbecue family. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Well, we're gonna get Lance Moore here. West Texas Pitmasters. Lance, tell us a little about that rib shootout this past week.
It was a great day, I guess, for the most part, except for the wind and the dirt. And I cooked ribs faster than I ever have in my life. I'm not a lot of guys cook them pretty fast. I'm a 6-7 hour guy on ribs, and I had to pinch them off in about 5.5 hours this last weekend, and that's hard on me. But, it ended up being a good day, 34 teams, and, we managed to break the top five, so I'll take that any day.
I'm telling you, you just never know how it's going to lay until they start calling names, so you had to cook your ribs a little quicker, Let's cover our ribs a little bit, We usually cook ours a little hotter than most. I don't know where your temperature's at. Ours is anywhere from 275 to 3, somewhere in that neighborhood. And we try to fire it up a little bit and put a little heavy smoke in it when we start. That's somewhere I think we've got a little advantage over some of these other guys, especially when they don't have that real stick burner. And they can't get that smoke in those ribs like that.
No, and you're exactly right about that. Most of the time I try to run about 250, but this weekend, I knew I didn't have as much time. We didn't go down until Saturday morning, and so, by the time you get down there and get, kind of checked in and set up and get a fire going, I mean, it just, you're up against it. And I fired it up, and I ran between 275 and 300 pretty much all day. Like I said, that's, a little hotter than I normally run. And, of course, most of the time, too, I'm cooking other meats and stuff down there at the same time, too. I run a little cooler than that. And then I have a top shelf that, I'll throw my chicken and stuff up there. I'll run it. My top shelf will say about 300 generally, and so I'll run chicken and stuff up there on the top. But generally down on the rack where I've got brisket and stuff like that, I'm about 2.25 to 250. I ran it hot this weekend, and I will say this: I had I bought one of those Gurus, late last year, when we were doing some of that catering and stuff, and I tell you what, it sure helped out Saturday as far as keeping your temperature constant. And, you know, just what John and them were saying, you know, a lot of them were fighting the wind and stuff like that. And I was able to shut my doors down and I set the temperature. And that thing, I guarantee you, it kept it within about 25 degrees at the set point the whole time.
Man, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Well, now, let me ask you on this shootout y'all had, did you have chicken also? What other categories did you have going on with the ribs?
That one out there, they just had a rib category and a bean category. I ran some chicken just to practice, you know, for some comps coming up, but just ribs and beans this weekend. And we had a little luck in the bean category too. I think we were 10th overall in beans. So, you know, it was, like I said, it was a pretty good day for our first competition of the year. And I'll take that any day.
Well, I would too. That's a good deal. You know, which you have an awesome rub. Guys, y'all just tuning in. We've got several callers in on the show tonight. We're talking about a rib shoot-off and shootout in Texas. And we've got Pitmasters online with us. And one of them has a pretty awesome rub. And you need to check out Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. He does have a killer rib rub. You need to check him out there here on Facebook. And Lance, you do have a .com. Are you all on Facebook?
Yes, I have a Facebook, West Texas Pitmasters, but I also have an actual website, and it's www.westtexaspitmasters.com, and then they can go on to the store link and get to my rubs and stuff. My rub is it started out again this year, you know, in the winning column, and I've been running it now for over a year like that, and it's done real well. I know Daryl Mass did some stuff with it the other day, and he did it over a little direct heat and got the brown sugar a little hotter than normal, but it does have a lot of brown sugar to it. But
I'm going to tell you, a little brown sugar makes it a little sweeter. There's nothing wrong with it. I like it. Now, Daryl, he's still working on his cooking technique, so we gotta be patient with Big D.
He did a great job. I mean, it was just one of those things. I mean, you know, and it's a new rub, and that's with any of us, with, you know, any of that kind of stuff that we try. You know, you try new rubs and stuff like that, or new brines, or, you know, injections or whatever. I mean, there's a learning curve. I mean,
that's it is.
You know, and so, you know, that's just part of it. And, I mean, you know, shoot. He puts on some fabulous videos and stuff, and I mean,
he really does.
More intuitive than you know, most of them out there, and he kind of breaks through, you know, some of the myths and stuff like that we see out there and that you hear about stuff like that. He's kind of gone through it, so I enjoy watching some of those videos and stuff that he does, and you know, it's a long presentation. I mean, he goes through all the steps, and that helps a bunch.
He does a great job doing that. I mean, he's actually really, really, really got a gift for doing that. And I know now, and it's going to happen soon. Barbecue Superstars Television live feed. Really excited about that. I believe I'm going to be on board with that also. So instead of just hearing my golden voice over these airwaves, you're going to see my beautiful bod.
There you go.
In front of that camera, who knows? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We just all having a big time and spreading the word of barbecue and enjoying what we do, and we want to support everybody we can. And I appreciate everybody supporting me and helping me out, especially calling in on the show and everybody that listens in all the time. We just have a real big time and enjoy doing it. So I do want to thank everybody for being so supportive, you know, because this is something that I enjoy doing. I hope y'all enjoy calling in as much as I enjoy talking to you, because we have a great time. Just have a lot of fun I know Smoking X is quiet over there. We got to get him back in and fire report. And I think we've lost Kim, but hopefully she'll call back in. And we want to invite Kim down to McKenzie there out of Memphis. It's just a couple hour drive. We sure want to invite them down to our rib shootout in a couple weeks on March 2nd. We're, you know, after talking to y'all about this rib cooking and this rib shootout, we're going to have one here. So anybody listening that's close to Tennessee, you know, it's not going to cost a lot to enter. We're paying back everything we take in, so it's more of a come and support Tennessee Barbecue Association kind of deal. I know we're excited about having it. We're just going to kind of throw it together and make it happen, shoot from the hip. I know we're talking about having a shotgun blast off about 10 o'clock. Everybody can start cooking about 10 that morning, and we're going to give them about a five-hour cook time. I don't know. Did y'all have a cook time? Did y'all have a blast off, a shoot-off or anything?
No, not really. You could kind of show up, and some guys showed up the night before, but, I mean, you know, it was, you know, as soon as you kind of got there, you could start, you know, and,
right.
You know, we got down there about, we were probably about 8:30 by the time we got there, you know, by the time you got your pit, you know, running, it was after 9, you know, and then I think that their turn-in was about 3, so, but, you know, like I said, I mean, for someone like me, I mean, yeah, five and a half hours, man. That's rough on me.
Right.
I like some time.
Well, John, what do you think? John, what do you think about the rib time?
Man, we didn't. You know, it was just about right. We rolled in with the pit about 7:50, 8 o'clock, and kind of split some trucks out and got unhooked. You know, they had a meeting at 10. You know, as soon as you roll up, Ray and them would walk down and hand you your sheet and say any questions. But, you know, we had our ribs on at the cook meeting. It was run as professional as it could and not the sanction. I mean, it was run with IBCA rules. It just was the sanction. So, you know, you kind of knew what to get into. I think it was very well done. Of course, like I said, I wish we'd have done a little bit better, but we know why we didn't do as good as we wanted to. It's just, you know, one of those deals. You know, we fought from the hip and changed something, and we should have just stayed with our gut instinct.
Yeah, you weren't using my rub.
Lance, one of these days I'm going to sneak your rub in and I'm going to cook with it. I'm going to beat you with your own rub. You know.
There you go.
That's how to do it, boys. That's what I like to hear.
I figured that's you were going to exactly. Do it this weekend. I really figured that was going to happen this weekend. I was kind of geared up this weekend for a bunch of you guys cooking with it. So, I don't know. I guess y'all should have.
We should have. No joke, we should have used it. Or, you know, our deal was is when we got there, you know, you're shooting from the hip and you're trying to figure out who the judges are and you're thinking you're going to, you know, make the judges happy. And all the judges were women except for two, and there's nothing against women. I just seen cook for them as I would anybody else. But, you know, in our back of our head, we're thinking they're not going to want to flop. They're not going to want to spot them. You know, it's kind of case for the judges. Well, that was absolute wrong thinking, because afterwards we're talking to the judges and cleaning out with them, and
honestly, I was going to say, you know, that's how a lot of that, it's just luck of the draw. That's how deciding factors come into play, is thinking that way. And a lot of times, you know, it's just more than going and cooking meat on a grill, like a lot of people think that don't ever go to a barbecue competition. There's a lot of strategy involved and a lot of thinking, a lot of overthinking, as a matter of fact. And,
well, that's right.
You know, you think about it, then you overthink it, and you think, well, should I have done that, or shouldn't I have done that, or what if I did this? And you just never know. I mean, it's just... it just plays out on who the judges are that particular day and what their flavor, their taste buds want that day. And it could change. It could go on. That's all right.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we just, you know, our deal was is we went in there with what recipes we were going to do or use, and then we ended up soft up a little bit when we found out who all the judges were going to be. We should have just went with our original plan. Then again, you know, we might have gone with our original plan and not even made final tables. So, I mean, it, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, we were happy to the final table. There was some guys there that I felt like, you know, should have washed or I really kind of had to walk in or something. They didn't put nothing, you know. So, I mean, I guess final table's better than nothing.
Right. Well, you know, it's just how the roll of the dice that day, pretty much. You know, because when you got kick-ass cookers, cook teams, pitmasters, and they're doing their thing, it's hard to pick. It's hard to pick a winner. And sometimes they might win on a quarter of a point or a half a point or you know, five places or 10 places might not be, but 2 points difference, point spread, or three, you know, it's just, you know, it's bottom line is we go and we have a good time. And it sounds like y'all had an awesome time. And I'm just proud that y'all did. I'm hoping we're going to have a big time in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we expect to hear all about it, too. You know, I mean, it was one of those days. I mean, there was guys, the wind got us bad. And I think Lance moving back up on this. There was guys turning their pits around to get them out of the wind, to keep that wind from going up there. Fireboxes.
Yeah, that wind is killer on them fireboxes sometimes. You definitely have to rotate this pit, turn it a little bit. I know y'all said your stacks was turned, so you know it turns around and does. So that helps a whole lot too.
Oh yes, I mean we had to adjust that stack a time or two and adjust. We never really had to adjust our trailer. We were good, and Lance, you know, he didn't have to move his any. But there was a couple of them. I mean, literally had to hook everything back up and turn the pit completely around or do something just to get them out of the wind. And those guys, of course, you know, one of the biggest pits there was on a trailer that was, I don't know, 18 or 20 foot long with a canopy and stuff. And that was just a lot of fun to watch them try to cook and turn and hook it up and move around, and then the parking lot full. You know, it was pretty funny.
Mm. Yeah, them big pits, when they roll in, it's hard to control them bad boys sometimes.
Oh, yeah. There was one there that, I mean, it was a big pit. It may have been a 500-gallon propane tank, and they had the firebox right in the center of it, and at the bottom of it, and the stack right in the center of it. I think it was more of a grill than anything. And I was like, I let that thing, I was like, good Lord, how does that thing work? I mean, it was a monstrosity. I mean, this thing was on a trailer that probably weighed 5,000 pounds. And I was sitting there, I was like, good Lord.
Monster, huh? Monster. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it had a big old firebox. I mean, it was right in the center, right directly below the cooker.
So you figured out where the hot spot was anyhow, huh?
Oh yeah, I guarantee it had to be. And you know, that's what I tell them, you know, we were talking about it, you know, and it was that or they had some tuning plates or something inside of it, you know, of course, you know, I never did get to go over and look inside of it or anything. It was either that or they had some tuning plates and they were tuning it. But, you know, like I said, you know, they had the stack right in the center of it too. I mean right above the firebox.
Yeah, so the heat went right out the top of it, just
The only thing I could equate that to is being more of a barbecue grill than it was anything. And, you know, of course, like I said, without being able to see the inside and see how it was plumbed and, you know, how they did it, you know, I don't know. But, you know.
They might have had hot dogs on that bad boy.
May have been, you know. But ask John about that barbecue guru, that little fan that I was running on the back of mine. Ask him what he thought about that deal.
Peter.
Yeah. Oh, me.
Hey, he breaks it down some basic barbecue redneck fight in the wind in Texas terms, okay? We're over there. I had to crack the door on the firebox at one point just to make sure I have enough oxygen. And then, next thing you know, that wind picks up, and I have to shut my doors and scream my vents down. Quint is over there drinking a beer laughing at us. We walk over there once we kind of got everything figured out, and I was making fun of Cole. Cole's a good kid. Kid cooks with me. And I said, that's why I bring Cole around. He watches the fire. So what do you think Lance does? Hey, Cole, you're going to have a beer on me. So then I start the fire again because his Lance's help is electric, running off his batteries off his pit, and he's got that fan rolling, and he's staying real steady. And, we're over there. I'm sitting over there starting to roll pennies to try to figure out how I'm going to afford one.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I know exactly what you mean. Well, we've got another caller in queue, and I know who this is. Y'all are really going to enjoy talking to him. He is a barrel of fun. He's a great guy. We've got Keith Brawer, a.k.a. Goob, on the line with us, the team grilling and chilling. Let's see if we can get him in on the conversation, because I know he's fired up and ready to cook his ribs shootout, too. And hopefully we can get him on. This board's going to cooperate. And we will just keep on talking. And I've introduced him, and I'm going to make it happen. So it might take a minute, but we'll get him on here. But, I can completely understand exactly what you're talking about. I always keep a cooler full of beer. There's some guys that I want to make sure that they don't go thirsty. I definitely want to keep them hydrated.
Oh, yeah, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, he had a guy over there burning wood, and, wasn't keeping him hydrated or anything. I got work about him. So
That's
I brought
right.
him over, and, took care of him a little bit there.
The best thing was Ray is over there when they're cooking, and he's got his pellet fed rolling. And, of course, Kerr's Light kind of kicks him a little bone every once in a while. And he shows up with like 6 or 8 30 packs, and he's handing them out like free lottery tickets.
Right.
I missed out on that deal.
I think we've got Goob on cue. Goob, you with us tonight?
I'm with you, brother. I'm here.
Welcome to the show. Glad you joined us. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Lance, sounds like y'all had a big time, man.
Yes, we did, man. How you doing?
I am doing great. I tell you, how about they put us on prime time? How are we going to do this? It's going to be great, ain't it?
Yes, sir. we might have to straighten our act up a little bit.
We went from the pulpit on Sunday nights to the preacher to prime time, brother. I mean, I'm telling you now. Hey, they tell me I got a text earlier today that said, turn it loose for prime time now. If people don't like it, they can turn it off. We left the pulpit. We're on top of things now.
Cody and them were really preaching Sunday night, I'll tell you that.
I didn't Really, I didn't catch the show. And Cody, he's a great friend, and I'm telling you, when I show up, lots of times, we don't cook something, we show up at an event or something like that, he top notch, man, it takes me great, but no, I didn't get their show. I'm sure it was ready to go.
Yeah, it was good.
He said on some of his posts, I hope Sunday nights is ready for, and that's maybe the truth.
Yeah, they were ready. I mean, Cody called me this morning early. And,
man, he made it pitmaster. Can you imagine? Have you ever met the boys and sit down and spend any time with them?
No, I mean, I've talked to them a couple times on the radio with them. But
right,
Chris and I
went with them, I went and met with them and stuff, and Chris is, they've went and done a couple of things together, and we've done a couple of things together, and I can't wait, boy, it's going to be a show. Now, let me tell you, there are some characters. I can't imagine what he's going to pull off.
I agree.
I'm telling you. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just going to say, I told Cody this morning, I said, hell, Cody, you're going to be Rocky Balboa, brother.
That's right.
He's going into the ring with some tough competitors now. And there's a lot of good guys involved this next season. And
I think it may be one of the best lineups they've ever had, I think.
Well, I'm sure it is. And I looked at some of the lineups and stuff, and, you know, what they've done this past season, you know, I've heard a lot of negative on it, you know, and being honest with you, I haven't heard any positive other than people just sit and watch it, you know what I mean? But now the lineup that they've got rolling this year, we know a lot of these guys. We cooked against a lot of these guys. We cooked with a lot of these guys. You know what I mean? They're going to have pretty well. It's going to be going to be a good season. You know, I don't know. I've only seen about half the crew, and the other crew may all be restaurants. I don't know how they're going to do it.
That's exactly right. I mean, yeah, there's got to be more than what we've seen, that's what I'm kind of curious about too, to see what else they're going to bring in.
We're talking earlier today, and I've owned a construction business for years and years, and I said lots of times, I said, I've bid jobs and bid them high because I didn't want them more than my people could do, more than we knew anything about, and they just call and say, you got it. And then I was scared to death. And I'm thinking, like, can't imagine, you know what I mean? People, they send in interviews and everything, and then when they get the call yesterday or the day before yesterday, I went, oh, what are we going to do now?
Yes, sir.
All at once I went from I want to be, or I like to do this, or I like to try that, to then they're going to get to see this. They're going to get to see this. They're going to get to see me in action. They're going to be in the front row. All right. That's right. It just ain't going to be ribs and chicken and a couple of shoulders or a butt or two. You know, they're going to run and thought, oh, boy. You know. So Chris earlier, I said, man, if I got the call, I said, I'm going to take you. And I said, my wife and I, we cook together. And I said, because I don't want to make all the decisions by myself. I don't know where Cody is going to cook, but I tell you, it's just not 500 miles from us. When they cook that weekend, whether I cook in that competition or not, I am bad tempted to just roll on down there and watch it play out, because it'll be a show.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. I can't wait for them. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for them. It's going to be fun. You know, this past season of Pitmasters, it was a different formatted show than the past.
Right.
They tried something new. And, you know, they had some great talent on there. They had some awesome guys on there. And, you know, and teams, they were just good teams. It was just set up completely different than we had anticipated. And, you know, in this time here, they've got to keep it fresh, and they've got to keep it new to keep viewers.
Right.
And that's just like his show. I try to keep it fresh, and we try to keep something new going on. And you know, we want to keep callers calling in and listeners listening, you know, because if we didn't have the listeners and didn't have y'all calling in, we wouldn't have a show. So
did you ask Lance about the Calcutta and how they do that, or has he ever been a part of that?
We hadn't even got to that yet. I mean, we just really got to our introductions so far and taking the callers. It's Benny and Q, and I've got another couple here we're going to try to take here in just a minute and see if we can get a couple more in on there. I know Keith Webb, Power Port's in here too. He's just mighty quiet back there. You know, we're talking about a rib shootout. And Keith's got a new secret weapon. We built him an XL box for his backwoods, so he's just ready to fire it up and see how much better it's going to work, I know. That's bad when you help your competitors.
Well, that's what you got to do. Well, you know, there's two ways, Lance. You can help them, and you can also control them.
Exactly.
While we were
talking about it, I know you heard it. Just kind of following some feeds and stuff. I get some guys out Missouri and Texas stuff that they're doing the Calcutta on the barbecue things. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Chris and I, they're getting some big numbers and get some big paydays, and we're just drawing some more teams and everything, get more people involved, and we don't know anything about it. So, I mean, we were talking earlier today that about trying to put our rib shoot off on and trying to figure out how to incorporate that. Can you shed any light on that? Just tell us anything about it,
Okay. You know, I was in a few of them last year, and the ones that I was around, they did it two ways. Usually the first night or, your rib shoot would be a little different, but, usually on a Friday night, they'll come in and they'll tell you when you're checking in and stuff, they're going to have Calcutta, and they'll give an opportunity to you to buy your team. And, they may set that price tag at, $50, and you buy your team, you buy yourself, essentially. And then if you're not willing to buy your team, then what they'll do is they'll take all the teams that didn't want to buy themselves, and they'll auction them off. And so, I never bought myself, but, some of them guys spent, $60, $70, $80, $100 on our team. And if I would have won, a particular category is kind of how they were doing it a lot of times, that, in certain categories, and they were paying out some. And then you have the overall champion and stuff, too. They would pay out on that. And, you get 30, 40 teams going, and, they're paying $50 to $100 a team, and you get quite a bit of money going right there. And
right.
Someone can walk off pretty, pretty. And,
I've read that, and I've seen that, and I've never talked to anybody personally about it. I need to know. I mean, around here, I hear Calcutta, they're doing on a golf tournament, four-man scrambles, 2 days, and all this stuff, and people buy the
right.
But I've never been involved in that. But I hear that they're doing out there, and like the numbers that some of the guys are making, you know what I'm saying? And I told Chris and I talked about it, I said, they've got something going on out there, because, some of these is making big money, You get several teams involved in here, and first thing you know, that the $10,000 the case would be, I ain't getting on nobody. But what I'm saying, all at once, you got basically a backyard that's paying a lot more than that. And I said, we need to figure out how to do that, because it brings teams and it gets other people involved. In other words, you don't have to have a big cooker and be experienced to compete. You can be in a gallery. Just come up there and say, hey, I'm going to bet on him because I think he wins, I've heard they got this. And I said, it gets other people involved and draws a bigger crowd. And I think
that's it.
Y'all got that going on out there that we're not doing over here. And I think somehow we need to try to introduce it,
But, it also does something to the other teams, too, It's like, the last one I was in, I think they did it like during the cooks meeting,
right.
And they're sitting there auctioning you off. And, you got these guys standing around you. And, I think the last one I was in, they bought me for like $90 or $100, and I didn't do nothing in the damn contest. And you kind of feel bad, like, sorry, guys. Where the hell were you?
Nobody would want me. I wouldn't bring anything.
But you know what I'm saying? It gives the people that's not cooking, and it draws a bigger crowd. In other words, you're doing something for the civic organizations. And I know it's gambling, so let's don't get involved with all the ins and outs and everything. But you're doing let's them have an opportunity to be involved. And it's also boosting up the pay. So in other words, instead of just, the guys will, hey man, I'm gonna go down there, they may have another $1,000 that,
That's where you let your own
answer is how's the team work? I mean, does the team get any extra pay out of that because they're betting on it, or how's that work?
That's what I'm saying. They give you the opportunity first to buy your team.
Right.
And so, same deal. You can, and it's surely, most of them that we've been in, you can buy your team for $50.
Right.
And you buy your team, it's $50. Well, same deal. You walk away with money. And, there's the other side of that, too. I've always taken that, to a degree of arrogance, too. I've never been willing to buy myself, but I guess maybe, there's been a time I should have.
Right.
But
you've got an opportunity you know, kind of the way I was looking at it, and I don't know anything. I mean, somebody needs to really give us a good schooling on it. And anybody's listening out there, get a hold of Chris and I or me, myself, and give us a good schooling, because I think there's something we'd like to introduce this side of the ditch, and I call the ditch Mississippi. And
yes, sir.
and try to maybe get some of this stuff involved. Well, maybe we can have some bigger cooks. It gives incentive for people to come out if they think they can be involved. You know, everybody. You know,
sure.
Get your touch, taste. Get everything you're hearing, your sight and stuff. The more that you can get the public involved, the better comps you're going to have, and they'll look forward to next year. So, man, I went up there last year and that was a hoot.
That's right.
Well, and I mean, you get those kind of things going. You get some of these kid cue things going to where. The kids are getting to participate, start bringing out more family type stuff.
That's
you know,
right.
And
mean,
of course,
and that's what
you
that's
guys,
what we're hitting with the TBA. That's where we want to go. I mean, you know what I mean? That's exactly what we want for everybody. More people get involved, and I'm very much in into the 4-H and stuff like that and stuff. And I
absolutely.
Would love to get as many. Get the youth involved. There's a lot of things that we can share and be mentors for people and stuff. And, kids don't have things, and I wish we could get involved in more of that.
That's absolutely correct. It's kind of like this, something that we don't talk about around here, you guys back that way talk, there's the pro division and then there's the backyard division.
Right.
And most of y'all cooks and stuff. And out here what we cook in, technically we're all in the pro division because, we're all, entering and we can win
right.
money. And,
right.
We don't have any, backyard per se contests where it's, just the other guys. I mean, if those guys want to compete, they got to come in and compete against all those guys. They're
right.
out there that's been
right.
competing a bunch.
As long as the entry fee is not getting to it, you want everybody to be able to come in on entry level and start somewhere for the first time. Like the Calcutta, I guess somebody could come in and didn't know what they're doing. They could be involved and they could cook and bet for another team. You know what I mean? They didn't get a bet for their own team. I mean, they can,
absolutely.
I'm just really interested in seeing what we can do with that and go forward with it or not and see what, Yeah, we may have so much negative feedback, and everybody says, "Oh, you can't do that," or whatever. We'll just have to see. But
bottom line, we just want to make we're just trying to do our best to better.
Right.
And if that's going to bring teams in and more participation, and we're not
right.
hell nobody.
So we want to be here.
Anyway.
We want to be here. We want to take the TBA, and we want to be here 10 years, 15 years down the road. And that's what we're striving to do, and I would love, the guys out there, y'all do a rodeo or something like that, and there's 200 teams, 150 teams, 300 teams, it's not a sanctioned event or anything, it's y'all's sanctioned event, I would love, of course, what's happened is you've got people involved somehow.
It's like this little rib shootout. I mean, it wasn't sanctioned or anything like that. And, you pulled out in February 34 teams out into a cow pasture, essentially. And everybody cooked and had a good time, I believe. And, first place paid out over $500 this weekend. And I was fifth, and it paid out over $100. So, that's pretty hard to beat for just a little rib shootout for
A lot of times we get out here and go to these KCBSs and stuff, and you place – if you play six, which it may be 70, 80 teams, you know what you take home? Nothing.
That's it.
You get your name called. I'm not banging and stuff, and I don't know, I know how it works, but it's great. And you can go home and you got all kind of bragging rights. But you got nothing.
That's it.
And you're competing against 80 teams. So what I'd like to see maybe happen is, I don't understand the Calcutta, but I like to understand it. I like to be able to build that, put it in our programs and stuff like that. We have a tremendous program going on here in West Tennessee. We have a lot of small cooks. I mean, I can name you four or five right now. They've already got $4,000 or $5,000 to give to us, guaranteed. They're not going to be, maybe 20, 25 teams. But if we could add to the Calcutta or figure out how to do this and get we'll get more people involved. And, you know, we're paying enough money that, you know, it's going to bring in some things. You know, and just try to make it better. Get some, you know, get a kids category. The championship that I won this year, the state championship I was a moose lodge thing. Well, there's mooses all over this country and stuff. Yeah. And we done a 6 competition. We cooked 6 times, and the highest score, you know what I'm saying, not the highest accumulated score, won the championship, won the state championship. So, you know, and they've got a pretty good following and stuff going on. And it could just get better if we could just make it better. But we've got to have it where the novice ain't afraid to butt heads with a guy that's been out here doing it 3 or 4 years, you know. You got to have it. I mean, and the kids get involved, and kind of get it worked out where it's not the boys is one night out, and that's their only night away from their wives or the family all year, and they all get drunk, and, do some nice things for the community.
That's right. That's what it's all about. You know, we want to be a positive influence in our community, and we work hard. You know, we've always worked hard trying to do that, and it's hard to do. You know, the harder you try to do some good, the more resistance you get from bad. And I don't understand.
I guess that's
what's all life, but we work hard and try to do good. And, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what this show is about. It's about good. We don't, if you've ever listened to any time, we've never slammed anybody. We're not going to do that here. You know, this is all positive feedback here. We love doing what we do. We love to spread the word. It's going to be, you know, positive. Move forward, positive energy right here, because that's just, you know, that's what I feel like barbecue is. I know it's helped me tremendously, you know, in everyday work.
Well, I look at everybody. It don't make any difference what scale they're on. I kind of look at this. I know when I talk to somebody or I read somebody's post or something, I know where you're at. And then I read the other post and he's where I want to be. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is. You know, it's no bad about it. It's just the way it is. And I want to help somebody, and then, you know, and I want to aspire to be that person, you know,
You're dead on it.
Let's take a station break. Give us a minute. Let's take a station break and give our number out, our call-in number. I've been working with this board. If y'all been talking, and I know we've lost a couple of callers. This board's acting up again, but we're going to make it work. Hopefully, guys, y'all been listening in and you've been in hold call back, because we've refreshed this board again. We're taking calls again. We'll get you in, I promise. Just call back and be patient. We'll get you in. We want you here with us. We want you to call 347-202-0263 and welcome to join in on the conversation. Bring up a new topic. If you got a question, anything out there, we'd love to hear from you. Just be patient. We will get you in, because it's all it takes me a few times, and I might even have to refresh your studio board a time or two to get you in. But I will get you in, and I think
we're going to have to get that board a nickname.
Oh man, it's good luck.
I got old Mo's my cooker, and White is my truck. We're going to have to give that board a nickname, and I don't know that it's going to be that good.
The bad's just poor, I guess, you know. And we lost John somewhere. I hope John calls back. We like John to talk about, you know, we want John back with us too. And there was a couple other callers. Guys, y'all just call on back. We'll get you back in. 347-202-0263 is the number to call tonight. We do want to thank everybody listening. This show is brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. We definitely want to thank Daryl Mass for the opportunity to be doing this. We do have a great time talking barbecue, talking flavor profiles. If you got a rib rub, if you got a brisket rub, any type of meat rub out there you want to bring up, feel free to call us. If you've got a sauce you'd like to talk about, we want to hear about that too. Give us a call. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. We do want to thank our sponsors again. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, dear friend, great guy. He's helped me out tremendously. We want to thank him for sponsoring Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team this year. That is my barbecue team. Feel free to look us up on Facebook, like page, friend request me. Would love to have more friends out there. Chris Chadwick. Also look up Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke radio show. That's a new page I started. Like that. Help me out. Let's spread the word. Let's get more callers, more listeners in. So we love to talk to you. We love to have you with us talking to you. So without further ado, we'll join Chief Webb of Pirate Fort, Chief Bronner of Grilling and Chilling, and Lance Moore of West Texas Pitmasters live here in the studio talking smoke. Guys, come on back. Let's. I think we had Roy Powell on the line, and I hope Roy calls back. Hadn't talked to Roy. I mean, it's when we went from Sunday night and didn't miss the Sunday night, it seems like we hadn't had the show in months. I mean, we've been gone for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we're glad to be back on the air talking barbecue. That's what we love to do, and we love to talk with all our friends out there. And if you're new and you want to call in, we want you to call in. We did have a new caller tonight, Kim of Pop Smokehouse there out of Memphis. They've got a catering rig. They go and they set up there in Memphis. And if they're new and they're really making a lot of smoking waves out there, they're just selling barbecue, selling out every day. You definitely want to try their barbecue. Let's see if we can get, hopefully we can get them back on with us tonight. We want to invite them to come to McKenzie, Tennessee, and cook at the our rib shootout we're going to have in 2 weeks here in McKenzie. If you're here on the listening on the show and like information, go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association site here on Facebook. We can fit you in. We've got a lot of comments on that. I think we're going to have a big turnout already. And just looking forward to having a big time with that, ready to light the fire and let the smoke roll, I'm telling you.
You got to kick some tires, too.
That old stump's don't have any tires on it. It's got...
Oh, shit. We can kick them casters. We'll put some casters on it.
We're going to kick the casters on that bad boy. And we're just going to have a big time with that. But, guys, y'all look up Pop Smokehouse, like their site. They've got a barbecue catering business there out of Memphis. And we want to wish them well with their new venture. And hopefully they'll call us back in a little while and we'll talk a little more. But... We're doing our part to support. That's the way I feel about it. You know, I like anybody that sends me a request to like their page. I know I'm going to do it if I possibly can. I'm going to like it. I like everybody's page that I can, and just doing my part to support. So we want to promote your team, your business, your sauce, your rub. Just give us a call. We'd be glad to tell everybody about it. Number to call, 347-202-0263. Okay, guys, let's get back to it. Let's talk a little more about this shootout.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're gonna start it. I think we're going to have several people involved. And,
Brother, we're going to have to have some people involved that know something other than you and I swear to God.
Well,
I'm a cooker. I'm not a promoter. I hope we'll get some people involved and know something about something.
we'll have
a good time, but we'll let everybody eat each other's ribs and say, damn, his is better than mine. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we'll figure it out. But
We'll make it work.
It's kind of like making Pitmaster. I'm kind of, actually, we kind of got this started and going and stuff. And I get to thinking about it, I'm thinking, man, I think we already jumped off over our heads already. But we're going to do it. Chris and I, we're about making the TVA grow and about the people and the members and stuff that want to be involved in this. So we got to do something. We got to get out here and we got to try something. If it's wrong, tell us it's wrong, and then we'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, at least we make an attempt. We want to make something happen. That's
right. I'm
always been just go get it and do it. You know, I've always been the one to jump in and get it on and let's do it. And
That's right.
And, you know, just thinking about it, we just kind of made that happen this morning.
Get down here, we all know that, you know, you got to get it. Season's fixing to get started. And once season gets started, you know, it's on. Then, you know, everybody's already doing their schedule. You know, people know where they're going to cook and what they're going to do and stuff like that. We can't think about this in April and start talking about it. Everybody's already doing something. We're probably a month late now, but I think we can pull this off and get started. You know, I'm sitting here just running things in my head. I would love to see us maybe put like a bounty, just do four or five of these cooks. It, you know, kind of the same format we're following. Put a bounty out in the grand champion. You know, put a $10 or something like that every weekend. You know, when you're doing the cook, throw it in the pot, and that grand champion's going to walk away with all that money. So to come cook, you know, five times and stuff like that, and whoever gets it is going to take all that money off. Gets paid.
There you go. Well, y'all need to post an event on Facebook, and all of us also can push that out there to everybody, too. You can get to a lot of people that way right there.
Yeah. And we're going to pay it back. I mean, everybody, all these entry fees, this entry fee, if we have 10 teams, what is your entry fee cost for your shootout? What is your entry fee? What was your entry fee at your shootout?
It was $50 for the ribs, and it was $10 on the bean. And like I said, we had 34 cooks that cooked ribs. So, you had a pretty good payout right there. I mean, and originally they were just going to pay out the top three, and we voted on it to go top five.
Right.
And I think I was fifth, and it paid $110 for fifth place with me. And like I said, first place paid over five.
Well, if we had 25 teams at $75 a pop, we can have one big hell of a pot. You know, it's going to be huge.
And like we were talking earlier today, you know, I used to do a lot of bass fishing, tournament fishing and stuff, and for 10, 15 years traveled and stuff and cooked. We always had a big bass pot, and that all boiled down to the biggest bass of the year and all that stuff. And so I'd like to see maybe us do some kind of battle like that. Everybody that thinks they're going to be involved, let's throw a little money in the hand. Let's put $10 a team in there. That you're going to cook all year, you think you want to cook with us? And then who wins is going to take that money. So it'll be a big day. Payday. It'll pay you to come out. You know, if we get 10, 15 teams, 20 teams, 25 teams there, and 10 of us throw in, well, there's an extra 100. You do that four or five times, and whoever wins that championship is going to get all that money.
Well, even with the IBCA, we have, they call them pits, but, I mean, essentially we have chapters, in the state of Texas. And, you know, our chapter in the panhandle here, our president, he kind of came up with the deal last year that, you know, we all run on points all year long. And so he decided this year that they're going to track the points for all of us in the panhandle, and they're going to put together a big trophy and stuff. And at the end of the year, whoever has the most points out of that deal is going to get a big trophy and stuff to carry around.
Right.
And,
that's kind of what we've done on the Moose, but it's, you know, on the Moose Lodge circuit and stuff, we travel and stuff and do. So all the Moose Lodges involved in the state of Tennessee, they all can cook. We have a state championship cook-off, and whoever accumulates the points wins the state championship and stuff. Like that, and everybody has an opportunity. I've got a trophy in there. You know, I'm six. You know, huge. It weighs 40, 50 pounds, and it is. But I would like to see we'll get people involved and stuff. And say whoever plays for this game and puts their time and puts their money in, they're gonna get that trophy, but they're gonna get a paycheck. They're gonna get a paycheck big enough to maybe help them get along down the road next year.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Or look back and be able to, you know, my wife and I cook together, but look, be able to look back and say, honey, you know, thank goodness. You know what I mean? I've got to go these 4 weekends or this 5 weekends because if I win this, it's going to pay me to go.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to take on a cruise.
Well, guys, y'all give it a break. Let's see. Y'all just keep on. Let's see if I can get any of these numbers queued back in here. Let's see.
Yeah, Lane, I'm planning on. I'm going to come out y'all's way this year and cook. I'm going to jump the ditch is what I say. It come that direction a little bit. I've already booked Kent,
exactly.
Missouri, which is a KCBS cook, and we'll ease a little bit further towards y'all, and maybe we'll run into you on the road. You know, y'all coming this way and we're going that way, we'll hook something up, maybe try to do an event together or something.
Yeah, it was like Roy. I was hoping that, you know, Roy and I was going to get to cook together in Albuquerque, but, you know, he sent me a message the other night that they had a bunch of training and stuff going on, so I don't think Roy's going to be able to make it to the Albuquerque, the Sam's Club Challenge that we're going to do, and I'm kind of liking it right now, the Albuquerque Sam's Club Challenge that we're going to be in right now. There's only 16 people in it.
There'll be some more roll in.
We're just keep working at it. It's good.
Oh, mercy. John, are you back with us smoking eggs?
Yeah, I had to duck out for a minute or two, but I'm back.
That's all right. Chime in. It's time to give these boys a run for the money, John.
Yeah, get in here. Get with us.
That's right.
I'm just laughing when you were talking about that Calcutta. I think Lance said the highest his team's ever gone was $90, and that's about the best $90 I ever spent, I know. I've bought myself in the beginning, you know, when we started cooking and nobody knew who the hell we were. I bought myself for $10 and then, you know, just for the fun of it, you know. Of course, you get, you know, a couple drinks and some of them women, boy, they go to bidding on that Calcutta like crazy. But y'all are right on a lot of that stuff, you know, talking about the shootout and, you know, just the payout that, you know, Lance got and stuff like that. You know, it's easy $50 to come up with to go cook with that, but it's just a, you know, to be paying out, you know, like the answer I do is you're supposed to pay three places. And at the 50 and they all voted, pay five. So, you know, I bet Lance is really happy we decided to vote that.
Well, I dare sure voted for it.
Chris is always winning the grand championship. I thought, man, if we can get this Calcutta figured in, I can bet on him every time. Maybe I'll win some money.
That's what I call
stacking the deck.
Maybe I can come
on with a smile on my
face. stacking the deck a little bit there, boys.
Well, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to go play, you got to figure out how to win. That's what it's about. I thought, man, if I can't beat him, I'll just bet on him and I'll get the money.
Well, you know,
man.
One of the last cooks I did last year, we were going to the national championship in Meridian, and one of the guys was having a big state championship over in Kroll called the Wild Hog, World Championship Wild Hog Cook. And he had emailed me and sent me a message too, and he said, are you going to come? And I said, I don't know, we'll see after this national championship how that goes. And he emailed me back, and he said, well, hell, he said, it's going to be better odds over here, come on. And I said, we'll see. Well, in about a week, I get to seeing all the teams that are going to show up over there. And I emailed him back. I said, hell, I think you're just stacking the deck with what you're doing. And I got over there, and I mean, I'm telling you, we were in a little town in West Texas that, I don't know, probably 600 people population, maybe a little bit more than that. We had people all the way out of Dallas that drove 4-5 hours to come cook at this deal. And some really good cooks, and I was like, damn, here we are. You know, I knew that you were bullshitting me, Taylor. You brought all these guys in here, and, you know, we did, you know, we had to do brisket, ribs, chicken, and then we had to do a wild hog. And I didn't do anything in chicken, ribs, brisket, and I was like, damn, I just gave them a lot of damn money this weekend. And we squeezed off a deal in the wild hog, but I thought, man. You know, so yeah, you can be kind of smart about that stuff. You can make some damn good money that way.
That's right. I was thinking, if I can get this Calcutta figured out, man, I'd just get me a give me a little Weber or something and start going to competition betting on Chris and come out of your spot.
Yeah.
Well, I see you and I just get together. We just kind of scheme this deal up and work it. And you and I both, I mean, you know, I could probably get a Weber on a plane. You know, I might
that's
be able
right.
to come over that way and cook that way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, you know, I call my old truck. I'm having a new front end put in. It's got about 250,000 miles on it. I call it wide in my cooker's old moat. But I thought, man, I can go down here to the Enterprise store and rent me up a little van or something, and I can get out there.
There you go.
I know who to bet on, and I'm in here. I'm participating. I know who to bet on. It may be a good day.
That's right. I mean, maybe a better day than never cooking.
That's right. No. Somebody, you know, do what it throw it. Hey, Miss Lucy, get them ribs. And I start coming, said, there's some pretty good ribs. And I thought, well, throw them in the dirt or do something. I ain't got no money on that money.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. Mercy.
Well, I know.
Well, that sounds like we're having a good time. I'm glad. I hope everybody listening with us tonight is having a big time. I wish you'd call in if you'd like to. We do have a couple more callers in on cue. We've got this board ready to rock and roll, 580, I believe. Who have we got with us tonight?
Well, the lost Coloradoan.
What is happening? That's my lost call. We tried all night to get this number in, and I knew who it was.
Yeah.
How are you tonight, Roy Powell, Salt from the Sky Barbecue Team?
Well, I just got home. I've been outside at the range all day shooting a whole bunch of weapons, and I was listening to you on my way home, and then I got lost in the nice signal that we have up here. But I started eating supper here, and then heard Lance talking about not being able to make it down there, but don't count me out, Lance.
All right, man, I'm ready. Come on.
you got to take the military day by day. Everything changes, so.
Yeah, but man, you got to play with some big expensive toys today, and we didn't.
We still got plenty of room, so come on. I mean, even if that don't work, you can come down and just cook with me.
Yeah, I've been watching. It's, you know, what is there, 16 teams?
16 yep. teams.
Well, you better get in on that, Roy. You sure do. You need to get in on that. Hey, guys, we got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can welcome them into the show. Caller 501-276, you're on live. Let's see what we got.
Hey, what's up, guys? Andy from Southern Croak.
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, man, we just having a big old time here tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Sound like you're having a good show. I'm sorry I was a little late checking in. I forgot it was at 6. I was thinking 7 on Wednesday. So, but, man, it sounds like your little shootout thing I was reading about a little bit on Facebook today. I wish it wasn't 6 hours away from me. I guarantee you I'd try to roll up there and help you guys out. But, man, that's a long haul for me.
I know it. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. It's hard. It's a hard haul for you, you know, for me too.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days we can meet in a. Well, we're going to meet in a general spot. We're going to meet in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, that's right. Randy and I are cooking over there at Tupelo, and sounds to me like you're going to have a big show over there. So.
I'm telling you.
Ooh.
They're stacking it on every day. People are calling. They're gonna cut it off, and there's gonna be some good teams, and not even gonna get through playing that show. I mean, excited. I mean, it's gonna end up like, hey, they keep on doing what they're doing right now. I mean, we were treated like kings down there last year, and I'm sure they're gonna put a better show on this year. Keep on. That's gonna be one of the biggest cooks there is in this nation. They got plenty of room. They're just
location.
Gonna have to open up another parking lot.
Yeah, it's a good location. It's centrally located for everybody, you know, in Tennessee and Arkansas and Alabama and even Georgia, you know. I mean, you know, you get a lot of folks that are rolling in. And I know last year they had some great big names over there, you know, in their first year. And I'm proud to see it rolling on, you know, like it's rolling. So.
Yeah, they
Chris and I were there last year.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about us, big names.
Well,
yeah,
I was.
Big Goof was there. Hell yeah, that's big names.
That's
there,
what boy. I thought you were talking about some big names. I thought that's who you're talking about.
If you were there, you were a big name. I guarantee you.
I ain't that true. I tell you, it was great. Tupelo, Mississippi is spending a lot of money. Beverly and them are great hosts. I can't imagine what it takes to pull off a show like that. But I mean, we rolled in there. Man, and the cops were sitting there where, and we were just fortunate. We were at the front of the line, and man, they gave us an escort through town and stuff. You don't mind spending your money, and you dang sure going to go back, because if you don't go anywhere else the rest of the year, they're going to treat you right.
You feel like barbecue royalty.
That's right. I mean, and I get a lot of time we cook, and I cook and go all over and stuff and cook and stuff, and a lot of times, They'll beg you, and they'll love you, and they'll do everything to get you there. And when you get there, you never get to see any of these people. But when we went to Buffalo last year, those people kept coming by and wanting to know if we needed anything. I tell you, they took care of us. They got us down there.
Breakfast.
We committed. We went, and they took care of us.
That's right.
If anybody in this country wants to make a roll and says, we're going to go try to cook with some other guys or meet some different guys, Tupelo, Mississippi is where you need to go.
Yep.
Randy and I put on our first IBCA this year here in Hot Springs, and we made the point of going around to every team, four or five times to make sure everything was all right and make sure they didn't need anything. I've been to cookoffs like you said that people just they love you till you get there and then they don't
get there. They beg you and they sell the idea that we're gonna have this guy come in and they're coming from so and so and stuff. This guy's so and so and everything coming in, and then when you show up, they won't even come by and figure out where you can plug the extension cords in and stuff. We got you money and you're here, and that's all we care about. Ain't like it down there. I swear. I've never been treated better. I've been to something like that,
but I tell you what, for the most part, the organizers are, it's all about the cooks, especially where I cook down here in Arkansas and Northeast Texas and Oklahoma and all Louisiana, all in there, they take care of folks, so.
That's what it's all about, it's going to be a great show, that's what it's all about.
Because if the cooker doesn't have a good time, then he ain't coming back next year,
That's right. That's right.
And also, you don't have to be a winner, and you may know in the back of your mind that I can't compete with last year. Everybody that was in, and I don't mean nothing to anybody that's listening, I don't want to hurt nobody's mind, but all the world champions were there last year.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you went in a novice team like we are compared to those guys, man, they treated us so good and stuff. I'm committed to them. I've got to go back this year and get my butt kicked again. It's okay.
But the way I look at
this year, I'm going to be treated like I'm somebody when I roll in.
That's right. The way I look at it though is if you go beat Alabama, you got to play Alabama. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And that's kind of the way Randy and I take it. We would rather compete against the best of the best and kind of see where we stand versus not necessarily that not that I haven't got my ass kicked by a bunch of bankers and lawyers and doctors and stuff before, but it's just one of them things that you go out there and you see all the prestige and the way they don't treat anybody any different. The Rod Grays get treated the same as me and you.
That's right. And every time that you ever hear me on the radio or on this show or anything or anybody ever hears me talk about it, because I try to tell everybody that it don't make any difference. When you get there, you're at the show, go to the show. It don't make any difference if you think you're going to win it or not. It's not about that. Go to the show, get some experience, and these guys are good. They'll treat you just like, they treat you just like, they've been doing it 20 years.
Yeah.
You've been doing it 2 years.
Yeah.
They'll treat you just as good. That's why I like to be in the show.
I don't know very many of us that are in this to make money.
No,
I mean, because
this
ain't gonna happen.
No.
That's a good idea.
I don't want to.
One of these days.
Sure, sure, we all want to and would love to, but, you know, it just ain't going to happen. If I could do it every weekend, you know, I'd quit my job tomorrow if I could, you know, get everything paid for.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. I want to know about this Calcutta for I could go to the competitions, bet on Chris, and maybe I could win some money.
Now, you wasn't in on this the other night. Now, we've got a little bet going on. And,
Lord, here we go.
It's me and it's Randy and Andy here, and it's Tim Seals.
Yeah.
I don't know who else we're gonna get involved in this. Fraz, I think we got Fraz in it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna spend $10. We're gonna throw in a pot.
$10. Well, it sounds like we got the good, bad, and the ugly involved.
Yeah.
What's the deal here? I may want in on this deal. I'm gonna bring some Texas into that.
Well, there you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. That's we're going to take all $10 bills, you know. So,
what we're going to do is who can make the biggest fool of themselves or what?
No, because I'm afraid that we y'all just have to pay us, you know.
Well, according to Mr. Darrell, I'm pretty animated myself.
That could be a big old tie, too.
Yeah.
Hell, me.
No, everybody's gonna throw in $10, and whoever gets top score out of the bunch that we're playing with is gonna take the pot. So, you know, it's not much, but it's just a little something to make it a little more fun, a little more interesting. So,
yeah,
scored what? Just overall or what?
Well, overall, yeah, in Tupelo.
Yeah,
I'm in. Really, I'm going to be interested in starting a little Calcutta on that deal, though. They're not over there. Hey, we could do a little bit of that.
Yeah,
we could do a little Calcutta on the Tupelo deal. Get that started. That way, us guys that can't make it all the way over there, we might make a little money, too.
Well,
there you go.
You know?
So you don't have to cook. You just
send your $10 to Chris, and he'll add it to the pot for him.
That's that's right. Barbecue Duel.
Right.
They got a whole list of teams. That think they're about 80.
Don't let me down now.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's a around here for us.
We're going down to get a name called. Shoot.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, the game is going down. Y'all will have to be quiet and cut the stuff off. Might get called down.
The king is headed to Tupelo, baby. It's gonna be on.
And we need to get Andy and Randy out here to West Texas too. They need to come out and cook this way a little bit of IBCA out this way.
You know, that's a haul. You know, I cooked out, I guess about as far, I went to the Sam's thing in Texas last year under my team. Randy was with me, but that's about as far west as I've got, you know, out in the westward village out there. But, you know, I cook a lot in the Piney Woods area, you know, down in here. You know, it's just a long haul to get all the way out there. You know, I don't know how far.
Oh, absolutely.
Guys, so.
I don't even have
that far. You guys are down by Little Rock, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So you could run I-40 all the way over. You know, we got a big contest over here in Amarillo that, you know, last year I think we had about 85 teams paid out over $10,000.
Wow, that's a bunch.
So, you know.
Yeah, we're expanding our horizons. You know, we decided, you know, we're gonna try to make one big trip a year. You know, we went to Chicago. Well, actually, we did the Pitmaster thing, and that was a long trip for us. And we ended up going to Chicago too, and I think we're gonna go back there this year. So maybe in 14 we might look at, you know, maybe heading out that way. You know, we really like the IBCA. You know, it's a little more comfortable, more hometown. You know, it's not a lettuce contest; it's a meat contest. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of those small cooks are we have around here. That's why this rib shootout's gonna be. We're gonna have fun and it's gonna be casual and it's gonna pay a little money and we just do it so to really get everybody cooking, getting something going on. I mean we're ready.
Get them warmed up. Get them warmed up. I mean,
that's right. You start out with a little small something like that, Tim. You get or Chris, and you get the uh, you involved, and they get excited about it. And next thing you know, you got a big old KCBS contest there. You know what I mean? And you get everybody involved that you can, and that's what it's all about. You know, getting everybody excited about it.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm excited about it. And believe it or not, you know, after we discussed this, I discussed it with Goob this morning, and I just texted somebody at the city, and you know, they provided us the barn, the city park barn, and their pavilion, and so we've got it behind us, and so we've got a nice place to go with it. So I'm really excited about it. We've got 2 weeks, so we just calling all. Well, that's what I kind of got in my mind
that, you know, everybody that's, you know, we've got, you know, I don't know, 300-400 members of the TBA, and some of them are active members, some of them are just wants to know what we're going on, but I'm just going to go down the list, you know, and start sending emails out, you know, come play. And, you know what, some people will, some people don't, but that's what I'm saying, if we can figure out a way, or any of you guys that's done this and stuff, figure out a way where we can get it more interesting, get more people involved, more, you know, activities, you know, like I said, you've got, any time that you're trying to do a group or a civic organization stuff, you've got to have people involved, you got to have people interested, you know, and you've got to make it, you know, the 10 guys or the 15 guys or the 20 guys that want to see it happen, you're going to have to get 150 to 200 people to help you. You know,
I agree.
To see your dreams or to see what, you know, the follow through on it, because you just can't do it by yourself.
You know, Randy and I did our thing by ourselves. You know, just he and I.
Right.
You know, I mean, we had a little bit of help from the guy at the farmer's market, but for the most part, it was just he and I. And I tell you what, Randy cooked, and I worked my ass off on Saturday.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And I told him after we were finished, I said, brother, I said, next year you ain't cooking. He said, I won't. He said, and you can cook. And I said, no. I said, that's not the point. I said, neither one of us need to cook. I said, you know, every time I turned around, I had another issue that, with IVCA, you got the volunteer judges, and I had three pages full of people signed up wanting to judge, and then starting on about Wednesday of the competition, I was getting emails and phone calls saying, man, I can't come, and so then I was scrambling, you know, trying to find folks that, hell, I had one lady that was probably 70 years old, and I think she judged three categories, and they probably ate more than anybody at the whole dang place. loved every minute of it.
Yeah,
you know, you guys were talking about the 4-H and stuff like that, too, and I mean, that's something else that, you know, take the 4-H or the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
You know, the Girl Scouts got a big thing going on right now with cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, bring them out, you know, and let them make some money, or, you know, take some of that and, you know, use that too. I mean, that'll bring a bunch of people out, and they can raise some money, and it's for a good cause, and you can get those
people. If you do something like that, and first thing you know, me, mom, granddaddy, and mama's coming with them, and then they get to see what it's about. Then they're involved.
That's right.
You know, you got to roll these things and stuff by the mass. You know, the more people you can get involved, like I said, the more touching, tasting, seeing, feeling, smelling, hearing, the better off you are.
That's right.
That's it.
I agree. Another thing we're going to do, I think we're going to try to do, depending on numbers, is we're going to have ribs, extra ribs. And we're going to pass them out to the teams. We'll probably have, what, 2-3 racks of ribs per team. And have them cook them. And after the show is over, we're going to try to take pre-orders and just let them go out for donations.
Right. There you go. And try to get that going. You know, give us, you know, like I said, this is a grassroots. We got some people. You know, I don't know how they started at Kansas doing this and stuff, and I have no idea, but, you know, we just can't fund it all, so we got to have some help. And if you can't get help to fund you, then you don't have enough interest to do it. It's kind of like I heard somebody say the other day, and it's out, if you think your barbecue's good and all your buddies and all your family and all your friends think your barbecue's good, start charging them, and you'll see how good it is.
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing it is. Everybody wants to push the TBA, and people here want to be involved, and people over in Nashville and East Tennessee, they're all TBA. You and Chris build it, and it'll be great, and we want to be involved. All right? Well, if that's the case, then we're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to
help us.
That's right. You're going to have to help us. It sounds like a good idea. Well, you need to get your butt up and drive over here and come do this rib shootout. Get us a few more people.
We're regular guys. I mean, we work every day, and, you know, we're in the real world just like everybody else. And we can't do it all. And we trying our best. We trying the hardest we can, but, you know, we're going to need some help, too.
But everybody that I talk to, they're saying, man, we need it just so bad. We needed a site to go to. We need to do this. I didn't know how to get in touch with other cookers in the communities that are 50 miles down the road, 100 miles down the road. So I'm so glad y'all got this going and y'all doing this. Well, and I am too, and I'm taking the best about it. And I know it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. But we can't do it by ourselves.
Yeah,
it's tough. We can't find
it. We've got a few people willing to help us. We do.
Just what your entry fee is right there, though. I mean, you set that up. I mean, it's got to, you know, you got to pay the expenses on that end of it and then pay out. I mean, you know, it's like that little deal over here. You know, they had probably about $300 in expenses this weekend, you know, doing this little cook-off.
Right.
But, you know, it still had good payouts. And, you know, and that way, I mean, you've got to be able to fund it, I mean, on that end of it.
Right.
And just what you said, I mean, you can't do it all by yourself. If you get lucky, I mean, you get someone that comes in, they want to donate a bunch of that, you know, that's great. But, I mean, you can't count on those kind of things.
Right.
And so, you know, minus expenses and then have your payout. And still, like I said, you know, even a little deal like us, and, I mean, you know, we're out here in West Texas. We don't have a lot of pool. But, I mean, you know, with 34 teams and a $50 entry fee, you know, they still paid out, you know, probably $1,500.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's not a bad little deal for 5-6 hour little cook.
Right.
I mean,
that's a difference. And that's kind of what we're thinking about. It's a rib shootout. It's, you know, we're going to do ribs, ribeye steaks, and chicken. Okay. It's a rib shootout. And actually, Chris and I were talking about doing like a shotgun start. And you have all your meat prepped, and you can have your cookers rolling, but we're going to start at a time, and we're going to quit at a time. You know, kind of just throw a little extra curve in there.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
You know, kind of do all these deals. You know, it's all going to be turned in here. You know, there ain't going to be a 30-minute interval. There ain't going to be an hour interval. We're not going to drag it out all day. We're going to come. We're going to cook. We're going to play, and everybody's on the same playing field.
Yeah.
There you go. And at 4 o'clock, it's done. We're going to turn it into judges, and they're going to judge it up.
So, you know, that's kind of what we got in mind. I mean, I hope we got some TBA listeners out there. We work hard to try to get listeners and callers in on the show, and you know, it's hard to sit down. It's hard for me to sit down other nights of the week and sit down and listen to a show. You know, it takes some dedication, and you got to love doing it to do it. That's for sure. And so we try to get everybody involved as much as we can, and just like I always have an open invite for anybody that wants to call in and talk barbecue. That's what it's all about. We love to talk it, and we love to do it, and we have a good time when we get involved. And, you know, it's been, for a Wednesday night show, we've had a lot of good callers in. We've had some great conversations and some good information out there. We really hadn't talked about cooking any, but we talked about cooking.
we haven't been cooking. Nobody, y'all done y'all rib shootout and stuff. We hadn't had any tournaments, so everybody can call in and talk about what's been going on and stuff.
I know.
And everything that we're talking about this evening and stuff is what it's all about. You know what I mean?
I know it. You're right.
You know, maybe we're not talking about flavor profile or this or that or how to do this, but we're talking about maybe the other end of it. We're talking about the people that's putting the shows on for us to go, you know, showcase our talent.
Promoting.
That's right.
That's right.
God almighty. I've always said I never wanted to be on that side of it, but here we go.
There you go.
I believe an avid cooker, somebody really loves to do it, a team that loves to do it, a guy that, you know, when you love to do it as much as we do, we're gonna be in the whole spectrum. We're gonna do all the grounds. Just like I went to judging school, judging class, KCBS. I know you're gonna go not long, you know, here before long, and we're gonna cover all the bases. I mean, before we make that home run, we're gonna cover all our bases. And
yeah,
and I don't mind covering them.
You know, we had, I want to talk about a little bit of something here. We had a man in Plainview, Texas that for years, I mean, donated his time and anything that there was to cook, he cooked. And mostly barbecue and stuff. But he got cancer here a couple of years ago, and he passed away this last year. And just a tremendous influence to our community here. And I started getting phone calls here about a month ago or so about they were wanting to do a memorial cook-off here in Plainview for the Mark Marley Foundation. And everybody started calling me, and I was like, tell us about this cook-off and stuff. And I said, I really don't know a lot about it. I said, I've heard about it, and I cooked with the man for years, probably 8 or 9 years I cooked with him. So I finally went by and it was one of those deals you kind of dread, but I finally went by to see his wife, Jennifer Marley, and she said, well, yeah, she said, I've been telling everybody to come, to give you a call about it. And I said, Jen, what's the story? She said, I know that you compete and stuff. And she said, well, I told everybody to call you about it. And I was like, well, that's great, girl, but we need a plan here. And it was kind of same deal, And then, like, 2 days later on a Friday morning, I get a call at 10 o'clock, and it's like, well, we want to have a meeting at noon. I said, a meeting at noon? Okay. And we need to know more about the IBCA or, however we want to do this. And I said, okay. I got over there, and, we talked about that. But they're probably going to have a big shootout here. Big IBCA contest. It's going to be, a memorial type deal for the Mark Marley, and they're gonna combine it with Relay of Life, American Ted.
Yeah, that's good. That sure is good.
It's a great thing. But
you gonna have John next to you?
Well, I'm gonna try to whip his butt some more.
I think you've got something else in mind, John. What do you have in mind? We're really interested about that.
I don't know what I'm gonna have to put with his rub, but I'm gonna put some stuff with his rub, and then get a paddle out and park next to him and show him what it's all about. But have they figured out, Lance, when that one's gonna be yet?
May 11th is what I was told.
May 11th?
May 11th.
Okay, well, we just need to know. I'm going to pass the word on our Facebook page and stuff, too. And if we can't get a turn, I'll help you any way I can.
So, well, that's what I told them. I said, I'll give you all the information I can and kind of get you guys organized and get you, in touch with, like Lynn Shivers and stuff with the IBCA and then that end of it. But I said, I don't want to get too far into that end of it because I said, I want to come out here and compete too.
Right.
And I said, that's my big part of it. And, that's something that we get into a lot and it's hard. It's kind of like what Andy was saying. Sometimes it's kind of a funny deal. I mean, you get into these contests and the people are promoting, they're also cooking in it, and then, you get into situations to where, they do real well and stuff like that, and it brings up, animosity and stuff like that in these cooks, and, then they, people always wonder and stuff like that, and it's tough. And, I know with the IBCA, it's absolutely, I've been around the judging and stuff of it when I've been done, and I think it would be really, really tough to cheat in one of those type of contests. But there's so many people out there that don't know that other end of it or in cooks that hadn't seen that side of it, they go out and they're bitter about it.
Right.
And they think, that thing was rigged. And it does more damage than it does good.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's I love to cook, and I want to, and I'm going to compete. I want to compete. Just bottom line, I agree with what you said. You know, that's going to happen regardless, and you know, and I hate that stuff happens. But you're right. You hit it just right sometimes, and
sometimes it happens
that way.
That's the exact reason why I didn't cook. You know, my wife cooked under my name, and the only thing I did was give her my timelines of the way I did things, and I told her, I said, the rest is up to you. I didn't even, you know, she got up in the morning and lit the fire. I got up, but I didn't even strike a match, and I told her I wasn't done. You know, because I've been to too many times where, you know, the organizer's cooking just to add another team, to add a little more money to the pot, but some bitch, if he doesn't, you know, get his name called a couple times, you know, and that just to me, I didn't want to have that feel at our cook, you know.
Right.
And not that, you know, I agree with you totally. It's virtually impossible to cheat unless you've got, you know, somebody who is a head judge or helping the head judge. You know, if there's any cheating going on, it's going to be in the judging area.
Right.
You know,
right.
In my opinion on this, because it's a double blind and nobody really knows who's who. You know, I mean, unless the person that's taking your tray, you know, puts a big X on the top of it with their fingernail, you know, nobody else don't know, you know.
Well,
and
not only that, though, but, I mean, you're going to have several judges in that would have to know what that was in order
it would be a mark.
To
it would be automatically a marked box.
That's
you
right.
Just because your
right.
buddy was judging, when he got to the next tray, they said, hey, man, this is, you know.
Yeah.
Or I'm starting to
John's box over here. Let's do it. And
that lady that I was telling you about that judged our competition, she judged three categories. Her son-in-law was actually one of the competitors, and he got one call in the category that she didn't judge. And so you know, I mean that you know, I felt fine, you know, having relative stuff. Judging because you know they didn't know, you know,
right?
There's too much other stuff out there.
Well, you know, and that's the deal, you know. In the IBCA and the Lone Star Bulk, you know they allow you know even your team members to go in and judge. They can't,
right.
They won't let the head cook judge,
right?
But they'll do that, and you know, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've thought about it from time to time. To send, you know, my brother-in-law cooks with me a lot, and my wife and my daughter. And, you
right.
know, I sit there and I wonder sometimes, I think, man, you know, maybe one of you guys need to go judge a little bit and, you know, just see what the flavor profile is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never done it. And, you know, just because part of that, you know, there's always that onside chance. And, you know, we had a little non-sanctioned cook-off here last year, and we had like 9 teams. And the one that won it, and we didn't know for months, the one that won it, all the judges had been sitting over there eating at his trailer all afternoon.
Yeah, that's the stuff I don't like, you know.
Yeah,
one thing, you know, and that's one thing that I tried to avoid, you know. I saw a guy that was a judge that just happened to walk up on a competitor, and I looked over there, and he's, you know, he had just judged chicken, and he wasn't judging ribs, but he was eating this guy's rib. And I hauled him across the parking lot, and I said, dude, you know better than that. You know, I mean, this guy's a KCBS certified judge, you know, and he was judging my IBCA thing. And he goes, oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't even think about it. You know, I wasn't judging ribs. I thought I could. And I said, man, just, you know.
Yeah. It just doesn't look good.
Well, you know, and we all do it. You know, after we get our stuff turned in, and, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like John and us, you know, Saturday. We got our stuff turned in. You know, it's in the judge's hands. You know, John will come over and he'll try my rib, and I'll go over and I'll try their ribs, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, as long as you're not involved in the rest of it, you know, that kind of stuff's okay. But I mean, just what you say, I mean, there's just, you know, some people, you know, in some of these contests, I mean, it can get scrutinized, you know, big. And, you know, you piss off one wrong person, you know, and that's kind of what happened here last year. They pissed off probably one of the most wealthiest people here in this town, and you know, it probably ruined the cook off for now on that end.
Right.
And
right.
So you know, regardless whether you know right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, it's like well, you know, I'm not going to be part of it, and the fat man's not going to be part of it. You know,
yeah.
He's big in the community. They're like, well, we're not going to have anything to do with it. And,
right.
You know,
right.
Once
you ever run the integrity of the show, it's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can just, you know, once people ever think, well, I don't think that's right, or they have some halfway proof that it's not right and stuff,
yeah,
well, that ain't your show. Because
well,
nobody's going to go play.
No,
you know, and it not be done right.
That's right.
Lance and I had a conversation.
There's honor among thieves, you know what I'm saying? When it's not done right, it ain't going to be done right, and you just won't get nobody to come back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you were talking about earlier about having your wife or your brother-in-law go in there and help judge or something. Well, back in 2009, I was down at the Pit Wrestlers in Mount Pleasant, Texas, when the last year they had it, and my wife was helping judge it. And you know, I just started out and I didn't even get a sniff. And she came back and I said, well, you know, how was it? She said, we got to get a glaze for our ribs. That's bottom line, you know. I mean, and she, you know, it wasn't anything that she tasted. It was, she just said, we've got to get some kind of glaze for our ribs, something to make them, you know, shiny, you know, and pop
right.
out a little bit.
Right.
You know,
that's a learning curve. That's not anything else. I mean, that's why people pay $500,000 to go to these classes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I'll give you a perfect example. My second contest last year, I mean, I just started speaking last year, and my second contest, the head judge, you know, I met him, and I talked about doing some judging and stuff, and so he come up to me, and he said, hey, you know, when you get your brisket turned in, which is the last category, and we're completely done, you can come in, and you can just kind of watch them judge. And I said, okay. I said, you know, I said, I'm kind of curious about this anyways, you know, and I don't know how the process works or any of that kind of stuff. And so,
right.
You know, I go in there and I sit out on the stage and I just watch. I just observe them do this whole judging process. And I, you know, and that's when I, you know, when I seen them, you know, how they numbered everything and did everything, because they – Lone Star does it the same way IBCS does.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I said, man, I said, okay, well, there ain't no cheating there. And
right.
I watched the whole situation, and I kind of see, you know, I can see different briskets and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, you know, one of the deals that I keyed on, and I'll share this with you guys, is that, you know, when they first start, you know, they have seven judges there. They put out seven trays. And those seven get judged, and then at the competition that I was at, those seven trays went back out on the table, and they sat there. And then they went through all the other trays, and then those seven trays got shuffled back through at the very end. The first seven people got shuffled back in at the very end, which, you know, that food's cold as hell. The trays have all been opened. They've all been picked through. And, you know, they finish up. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, I'm like, well, hell. You damn sure don't want to be the first guys in this field.
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's a whole different philosophy, you know, because, you know, we're all trans like, well, hell, we want to be first, you know. We want to get that stuff in there when it's hot, get it turned in and stuff, because we think, well, it's going to go over there immediately.
No.
And hell, it didn't. I'm sitting there going,
wow, them guys,
they're paying hell on this deal. And so,
you know,
you want to be in the middle.
KCBS is the same way, you know. I mean, there's very rarely you get anything hot. You know, maybe your chicken, maybe the first thing that gets turned in. But with us, you know, when we had our show, I had this woman judging chicken, and at one time she had five trays stacked in front of her, and she was taking a bite of a cracker and a grape and a pickle and washing it down with water between every little bite. And we got behind, and before you know it, I was an hour late judging brisket from turning time.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the other side of that.
Yeah, you know. I mean, and I learned a valuable lesson. I need to have more table. I need to have another table to start, you know, doing a preliminary when I've got my ribs going. I need to start my preliminary on my chicken, you know. And that was a valuable lesson that I learned.
Right.
But, you know, and next year I'm going to fix that, but, you know, you know, the way it went, you know, we turned in brisket at 2, and they didn't start judging it till 3 because we were so far behind. Because, you know, the one spoke, you know, jacked everything up. You know, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, and after everybody has sat all day and cooked all day and that's not a good thing. That almost runs your show as bad as you think there's, you know, maybe a compromise in the judging. You're sitting there and you're thinking you got a time schedule, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, you got to be back at home, you got to drive 5 hours to get home and stuff. And first thing you know, it's 2 hours later and they ain't, you know, from advertised time and ain't nobody left but you cookers. Everybody else done with home.
Well, you know, getting furious.
That's it.
You know, I'll say one more thing about that is that you get into a situation, and we had a situation last year that, you know, I always want to know my times before I ever start competing at a competition.
Absolutely.
But you know, most times we don't have a cook's meeting until, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock the next morning. And you know, I'm kind of one of them low and slow guys. I do use spreadsheets. I mean, I'm a toughy stone to a degree. And you know, we went into a contest last year that you know, all of a sudden they changed the damn turning time. And, you know, I've got meat on the damn grill or smoker, and you know, it's like, well, it's going to be an hour and a half later.
Right.
I'm going, holy shit.
Yeah.
Hey, shut that damn heat off.
a brisket's not that big a deal, but chicken and ribs are
huge.
Yeah. Brisket are just another 30 minutes or an hour on it. It rests and ain't going to make a difference. That's right.
Well, most times, I need that anyway. It's on a rib, on brisket. But guess what you said? Chicken and ribs. I mean, that is a huge thing, and you're going, oh damn.
Yeah.
And those things are all about time for me anyway.
In my opinion, on that, they should take it at scheduled time. Take everybody in. It's scheduled time. If it's an hour and a half before they judge it, that's fine. But it's scheduled time. It needs to roll. For everybody
told. I disagree. I totally disagree with that morning, that Saturday morning cook's meeting. I think they should have it Friday night, whether it's at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I think they should have it, you know, and give all, lay down everything before anybody gets started, because that's bullshit right there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And I mean, you know, for guys like me.
And what's advertised, what's rules. You don't need to be changing. You know, we ain't paying monopoly and changing rules as we go here.
Exactly.
Because I got to turn that in at 11 o'clock. Everybody turns it in 11 o'clock, and it's an hour and a half before they judge it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody
has
to be cold. Everybody's overcooked. You know, somebody's behind, and I'm on time, and my stuff's right, and somebody's behind, and they need an extra 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, mine's now going to get overcooked, or it's going to get cold.
It needs to go in
at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, whether they
get
it, everybody's just cold.
And that's the case right there, you know, for especially, you know, like us that, you know, that brine chicken and stuff like that. I mean, you know, when you start brining chicken and stuff like that, I mean, it's critical. I mean, 30 minutes can screw up a brine big time. And, I mean,
absolutely,
that can make a firm breast, especially in the half chicken world, that can turn your breast to mush. And, you know, it's moist and everything, but it's mush. And I've been there, and it's like, damn. I'm screwed on this deal. And so, you know, I mean, those times are critical to me. And, you know, I get people that's like, well, you know, well, we'll talk about that, you know, Saturday morning. Well, I really need to know today or, you know, just sometime before we start doing this because, I mean, it's critical.
I'm not a midnight guy. I got a backwoods, so, you know, I'm like a 5 o'clock in the morning guy, but still, you know, I'd like to know, you know, what time my brisket's turning in. If it's going to be 3 o'clock, then shit, I'm sleeping an extra hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, it's just one of them things that they should, you know, I think that, you know, the next time you go to one and they're saying, well, we're having the cook's meeting on Saturday morning, you need to find out, you know, exactly, you know, make sure they're not going to change anything, you know, overnight, because that's a crock of shit.
Yeah, it is. They don't need to be.
Well, we had a huge one last year. And of course, it was Lone Star last year, but we had a big one. And matter of fact, this weekend we were the head judge was there, and you know, and part of the problem was it wasn't so much you know, her, it was some of the organizing and stuff, too. And, you know, she told me, you know, later on that day, this Saturday, it was like, she said, you know, she said, if they don't organize this better next year, she said, I ain't doing it. And, you know, because, you know, we're sitting there at the cook's meeting at, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, she's pushing times, and because they didn't allow her enough time to get everything judged.
Yeah.
And with the people. And, I mean, so, you know, some of it went back to, you know, promoting and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, you're sitting there and you're going, holy shit.
Yeah.
What are you doing to us? And
I got stuff going on at 9 o'clock. You know, I'm sending my 12-year-old up there at the cook's meeting at 9 o'clock because that's bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of something at 9 o'clock,
Yeah, I mean, you're wrapping ribs or you're flipping chicken. I mean, you're doing, that's exactly it. And it's like, you know, hell, you want the head cook to be over here screwing around with this. And, well, I was the other day on the weekend.
For an hour, too. It's usually for an hour.
We didn't get our trays. I mean, it took like an hour and a half to get our damn trays.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at shit and I'm going, either my pit's cold or I'm burning the hell out of stuff over there right now.
Yeah.
And, I'm sitting there and I'm in line and I'm going, damn, do I want to jump out of line, run over there and check shit, come back and stand in line for another damn hour?
Yeah.
And, I got back over there, and we had, you know, it was one of those weekends. It was windy, and I was having problems with fire, and I had some tinfoil over my damn stack to try to, you know, get it to draft. And I walked back over there, and matter of fact, I did. I jumped out of line, went back over to check everything, and I walked right past this piece of tinfoil. And I walked there, and I do my stuff, and I go back over, and I choked the damn fire, and I'm looking, I was like, damn it, it needs to be hotter. And I go back over there, and I get back in line, and I'm back in there for about 10-15 minutes, and dawns on me, a damn piece of tinfoil was what I had on my stack to get the damn thing to draft, and I'm going, well, shit.
Yeah.
I'm too far into this now, I guess I'm staying.
It's too late, that's right.
Yeah, John and I talked about it today. I mean, I turned in ribs that they weren't tender enough, and hell, I didn't place. And I knew when, you know how it is. I mean, you know, you get to that point, and you got to turn in, and, they need another damn 30 minutes of heat.
Right. It is
to be where they need to be.
That's it.
You turn them in, you cut them, and you hope to hell that someone don't know what the hell they're doing.
If it's my fault, and I've not watched my temperature, I've let something go wrong, that's one thing. But if it's the people that's putting it on fault, then I'm upset.
You run off
times, and that's what you do. And if it's not working after them,
that's
okay. We'll have to wait. But you turn it in at the same time. But people
hang on a second.
And then everybody's on the same sheet.
Yeah, hang on a second. Hey, Chadwick, you still on here?
I'm listening. I'm just listening to what all y'all saying. We've already run out of time, but we still talking. Hell,
we still having a big time, boys.
Hell, I was just making sure you beat our
show. I'm just here listening.
I thought he was already eating pork chops and mashed potatoes somewhere.
I figured he's doing having supper or something. It'd be like his buddy Cody and go smoke a cigarette in the middle of the show and not tell anybody.
I was outside for a little bit.
Yeah, we did a break.
Oh, keep on talking. Yeah. I'm over here taking notes as hard and fast as I can so I can beat Lance.
That's right.
What did you say?
I said, keep on talking. I'm over here taking notes as hard and fast as I can so I can get a leg up on you.
Yeah, Lance.
You start getting up to $100 bills, I'll give you a little more information.
Boys, I'm going to get off of here. Y'all have a good evening. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Okay. All right, be glad to have you, brother. Come
all
back.
Right,
yes, sir.
Enjoyed it. See you guys. All right.
Bye, guys.
Man, I'm telling you, we've had a good show tonight.
What about Wednesday night? Maybe this primetime thing is going to work after all.
I mean, it's
better than we've ever had. This excited and this good a show on a Sunday night. I don't know if anybody was listening to us, but we've had a big time.
Yeah, we've had a good time. We'll know tomorrow what kind of listeners we had tonight.
I would recommend anybody that didn't catch the show needs to
check in on the archive. It's a good show. I mean, it's chock full of information.
What it has. And what y'all need to do is share the show and then share it and then always remind them they can listen to it in archives. Because we always really do big and strong in archives on Sunday nights. We've had great numbers. We've had, you know, when we first started on Sunday nights, there was no numbers, and then we became big numbers, and, I mean, consistently through each week. And I'm proud to say that we had a big show on Sunday nights, and it stayed consistent, and we had archive listens. So we've had thousands of listens. So,
I mean, it's been a great show tonight. I mean,
Keep the momentum going, and we're going to plan on, we'll just be posting on Facebook about our rib shootout, and we'll have that.
Do you have a link or anything on that, Chris?
No, we hadn't made anything up yet.
Because this is a baby. Y'all knowing about it right now on the show.
It's
anybody in the world knows about it.
That's right.
Well, why don't you do an event on Facebook and get it, and we'll get it out there and get this thing going for you guys.
Okay. Right. All right. We'll do it. I'll try to make one up in the morning or tonight. And we're going to get on the TBA. Y'all need to go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association and join in that. Have you done that already?
I've not been to it. How do you get to it?
Just go to Facebook. Just type in, search it, Tennessee BBQ Association.
Okay. I'll do it.
And just get in there, and you're welcome to get in there.
Because now, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that comes on there that we need a lot of good insight. We've got probably 300, 400 members now. Not all of us are cooks and stuff, and there's a lot of questions comes up and stuff. It needs more people involved, more insight involved, more knowledge. Just makes it better. That's what it's about, you know.
We want to
try to get the organization going strong, get it more, and for no other reason than just to have a good organization. You know,
I'll push it on my side.
Matter of fact, I'll put a link on my website to it.
That'll be great. Well, I want to send you some rub and some sauce here. We're gonna get serious into that here in the next few weeks, and I'm gonna send some out. I want y'all to try it out and give me an idea what to think about it. We'll send John some. We'll send you some, Lance. Y'all check it out. You might like it, you might not, but it works pretty well around here.
Oh, I bet I will like it. You know, I had a little deal. We'll talk about it a little bit more next week. But, you know, I got an email on Sunday from Oak Ridge Barbecue, which has that Black Ops. They have their Black Ops rubs and stuff. They become one of our sponsors this year.
I was
kind of shocked. because there were some pretty good-sized teams going into it, and I was really surprised that we were one of the ones that got picked. So I'm kind of looking forward to that and kind of see what they've got.
Well, that's good.
I've never cooked with either stuff, but, you know, I'm going to make sure you have a try. But, yeah, I've been looking forward to trying some of your stuff because, you got
it's
back
good,
that way.
I'm going to tell you, it's so good, man. That's why I
want to
do this cow cutter before I can
head on it. It's just all homemade, you know. It's just all homemade. Well, it's nothing fancy about it. We're just all homemade around here.
Chris, I mean, that's how mine started out. I mean, I just found someone to mix it up for me and bulk it. It's like John, you know, this weekend, you know, I cooked some stuff for Super Bowl last weekend. I did some ribs for people, and I didn't have enough rub here to be really using for that kind of stuff. So I just mixed up a batch of my own stuff. And the only difference was it didn't have the anti-caking and stuff in it.
Right.
And, you know, I posted some pictures, and John's like, what are you up to? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I don't look like your rub. And I said, it is my rub. It just don't have the polyglycol in it that, you know, makes it all real shiny looking. And I said, but it's the same stuff. And he's like, He said, I think you're up to something. And I said, you think what you want. But I said, it really is. It's the same stuff. It's just, you know, the spices and stuff that I can buy at the store that I make that stuff. And, you know, and I used my house batch this weekend down there.
Right.
And, you know, I just had it in a Ziploc bag, and I mixed it up. I mixed up about 5 pounds of it, and that's what I did rinse with. You
right.
know, and he's like, you know, they're like, well, hell, you're using something else. No, it's the same stuff, boys. It just don't have shininess to it.
Guys, well, I'm out of here. I got some
totally
chicken
different.
And jumping
I mean,
seat.
It's totally different.
Good. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling
in. Bye-bye.
All right.
See you later.
Good night. Bye.
Yeah, y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, it's been fun, and I sure appreciate y'all calling in. And we'll do it again next week. Keith Webb, Fire Report, you ain't said much tonight.
No, but I've been having fun listening.
That's good. And we'll do it again Wednesday night. And if you need me, guys, y'all just call me. And if you need my number, I'll give it to you. You know, just whenever you need me, just holler. And we'll talk soon. And we sure appreciate you calling again. And everybody listening tonight that have been listening, we sure appreciate you calling in. We sure appreciate you listening in. This has been the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show on the new Prime Time Live Wednesday night. All right, guys, y'all have a good night. I'm out of here. I gotta take care of my babies now.
All right. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.